Hello?
Yeah, hello, this is Adam. I was looking for Joseph.
And who are you?
This is Adam with National Home Buyers.
What's the purpose of your call?
Yeah, I was just about to say, I was just looking to see if there's maybe any chance you're looking to sell the property at 12227. Was wondering if you can maybe reach an agreement on a certain price for it, if you're looking to sell it in the first place.
Unless your first number starts with a 3, you're wasting my time.
Like, for starting from a 300, it's not possible.
In fact, my number is going to be no less than what the tax appraiser has it appraised at.
So what does it have it appraised at? Specific number?
We haven't got this year's. Last year was 340.
Was 340 last year, but you didn't get it for this year, right?
We haven't got it yet, no.
Okay, so...
We won't have it until May, and that could go up, it could go down, I have no idea.
Yeah, of course, but do you, like, have a bottom line, like a price that you won't accept any number below? I want to know...
That's right.
Maybe... Yeah, do you have a number like that?
The minimum number is 340.
340 as a minimum. Okay.
Anything below that, I'm not going to waste my time.
Okay, no problem. And the house that we're speaking about has 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and it's not listed on the market, right?
It's not listed yet, but I'm a real estate broker, and I'm going to list it before the end of the month.
Oh, yeah. But if you, agreed with us on a deal, you would prefer working with us, right? If the deal is, of course, a reasonable offer for you, and you said that you're not going to accept anything below 40.
If you keep repeating yourself, so let me say it real good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I will not even consider an offer below $340,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
You came in exactly 340, and you're going to tell me it's all cash, and you're going to tell me I don't have to do any repairs, and you're going to tell me that we can close as soon as I agree to it,
mm-hmm.
which is 10 days, because that's how long it takes the title company
mm-hmm.
to do the title search. But I've owned it for 25 years, and I bought it from the builder, so that's not going to be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's real simple. That's what I'm asking, and that's what I'll take.
Okay, that's
it's
great.
Going to be listed for more than that when it goes on to the MLS.
Yeah. But
okay?
Everything that you said, it's going to work with us. We can close as soon as possible. We buy the property as is. We pay all in cash. We cover the closing fees as well. So everything that you said, we do exactly that.
I know. I get 10 of these calls a week.
Yeah, I understand.
Some weeks I get more. As soon as every time a seminar ends, I probably get 15 calls within 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah,
so I've been down this road before.
Yeah.
And I've been buying and selling property since before you were born. So let's not even, we don't even have to go there. All we need to know is if you've got the money, I will sell them. They're going to go on the market anyway.
Sure. About the condition, have you updated anything since you bought it? Like from the inside?
They've been updated as necessary.
So it's right now in good condition overall, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The roof is only a couple years old.
Mm-hmm.
I think the roof on that one is 4 years old, maybe 5. I don't remember exactly, but the roof has been replaced within the last 5 years. One of the air conditioners has been replaced. Okay, the other one is just maintained as necessary.
Oh, okay. And right now you're the one living in the house, of course. It's not rented or vacant, right?
No, it's rented.
You're renting it?
What else do you do with investment property? You rent them.
Yeah, of course.
Unless you're rich, and then you can just sit on it empty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep it as an investment, as an empty property.
It's called investment properties. When you call people and ask if they want to sell, you either want to wholesale it, flip it, or it's an investment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm not going to wholesale it to you because I know how to make the money. Why should I let you make the money? So number two, you're buying it as an investment.
Yeah, yeah. But we don't decide what we're going to do with the property immediately. We have multiple
options. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't care what you do with it.
Okay.
On the day of closing, it's yours, and you can do anything you want with it.
Yeah. Okay. No problem.
I mean, that's simple.
Yeah. And if you don't mind me asking, you said that you were already planning on listing the house. Like, what made you think about selling the property at this point in time?
Well, if you know anything about investments, you know you can only depreciate it for 27 and a half years.
Oh,
I don't like waiting to the last minute. I've owned it about 25 years. So it's getting to the point where I need to do something with it.
Yeah.
And I've got other investments I can make.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just make other investments, or maybe I'll just pay off some of my other properties.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I understand. And, of course, the house is paid off. Like, it's free and clear. There's nothing.
That's immaterial. It doesn't matter if I have a mortgage or not. Once you put the money in the escrow, it will be taken care of. You will have a clear title, and you will own it.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I was just
life simple.
Out of curiosity. Okay, so that's basically all the info that I wanted to confirm real quick about the house with you.
Yeah, like I said, I get these calls every single week.
Yeah, yeah, I understand, because there's a lot of private investors, a lot of real estate company like us, who's trying to reach out to homeowners like yourself, offering them like a...
Yeah, but you're looking for somebody who's desperate, or somebody who will walk away at a loss from market value.
No,
so that they don't have to deal with it.
No, that's
okay.
Where we are different from other investors. Every other investor want to buy the property for the lowest price, like for a mobile offer, looking for desperate home buyers, like you said. But we're not like the rest of the investors.
Yep. And see, I don't consider anything real until I get it, a contract in writing.
Yeah, that's why.
Because in real estate, if it's not in writing, it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. That's why I ask you if you have any bottom line to avoid lowballing the property, because I don't want to be like any other company who's trying to buy the property for the lowest price.
And here's the answer, which I already told you. It's what the tax appraiser in Bexar County has it appraised for, and what they have it appraised for. In fact, I'm going to do you a favor.
Okay.
I'll even look it up for you.
So 340 as a bottom line, we can close as soon as possible in 10 days. That's great.
You can close as fast as you can get the money together.
Okay.
Let's see, tax links, here it is. Bexar Appraisal District.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I agree with the Bexar Appraisal District, but that's my...
Okay.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Tax year 25, they don't have 26 out. That won't come out to May. 340 is what they've got it down for.
And we're talking about the one at Maverick Bluff Street, right? Just confirm it real quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you'd done your homework, you would see that the duplex next door is also owned by me, and it's also going to go on the market, and it's also a minimum of 340. And one of those units, 340, 340.
Yeah,
not 240, 340.
Yeah, 340 like this one.
It's what their tax appraiser has it. And that one's got a brand new roof. It was put on in May. And it's got one updated unit, updated the kitchen and both bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is not updated. It just repaired as needed.
And how many bedrooms and bathrooms?
Everything on that street
mm-hmm.
is two bedrooms, two baths.
Two beds, two baths for each unit. Okay.
Yeah. Now, and understand, like most people don't know,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be nice to you because you're trying, okay?
Thank you.
The entire street are duplexes.
Mm-hmm.
That means there's really four bedrooms and four bathrooms in the building.
Yeah, in each building, yeah. Four.
Yeah, two addresses.
Mm-hmm.
27 and 29 Maverick Bluff, 12227 and 12229. Maverick Bluff, and the other ones are 12231 and 12233 Maverick Bluff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And is the other property rented as well?
31 in 33, no. They're both vacant.
They are vacant. Oh, okay. So you
no,
said...
No, I'm going to rent them, but right now they're both vacant. One tenant left in the dark of night.
Oh.
And skipped me for a month's rent.
Oh, he skipped a month of rent.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm too nice sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because normally I evict them in 15 days if they haven't paid their month's rent. But she had a good sob story.
Mm-hmm. So the one at 12227 is rented right now? The others?
Yep. 12227 and 231 are 227 and 229 are both rented.
Oh, are they rented like an annual lease or like a month?
Yes. I only do annual leases. I don't have time to play month to month.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that other property, you're selling it for the same reason that you're like, you've owned
yep.
it for a long time. You're looking to do something with it?
Yep. I've got other properties I can invest in right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. The address of the other property, like you said, it's next to it. Like it's in the same street, of course. Like
yeah.
The number of house, I don't
12231. We go to the tax records in Bexar County, 12231.
Okay.
Maverick Bluff. They're both duplexes.
Yeah, yeah, both duplexes. You said all the streets is duplexes.
That's right. It's built by the same guy. He had one blueprint and he built it all over San Antonio.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's, as I said, basically everything I wanted to confirm with you real quick. Thank you for your time, by the way. I will reach out to you in 24 hours to finish everything with the offer and agree on everything. And hopefully we can work things through. You will be like available at 10, 11 a.m. to pick up the phone tomorrow?
I'm always available. I sell real estate, so I answer my phone.
Okay, that's great.
I may not agree with who I talk to, and I do... I have been known to hang up on people. You just happened to catch me at a minute where I was free.
Okay.
Otherwise.
Like I'm a really lucky guy then. Looks like I'm a really lucky guy then.
Well, sometimes people think they're lucky, but usually they don't want to buy it for what I want to sell it for, and so consequently I never hear from them again.
Oh,
until the next seminar ends, and then I get 15 phone calls a day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that's okay. You know, I've played that game.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Joseph, looking forward to speaking to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much for your time, by the way.
Good deal. Bye.
You have a good day. Bye-bye.